USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Two people were shot and killed, more than 20 others wounded outside a billiards club north of Miami, Florida, early this morning.
This vehicle pulled up, exited, and began shooting indiscriminately into the crowd.
Miami-Dade Police Director Alfredo Ramirez. The shooters got away, at least one of those injured in critical condition. Lawmakers in Texas have finalized the draft of a sweeping elections bill calling for dozens of new restrictions on voting and making it easier for officials to overturn the results of an election. The legislation would ban drive-through voting, temporary polling locations, 24-hour voting, and charge public officials who offer vote-by-mail applications to residents who did not request them with felonies. It also allows the state courts to overturn an election if, quote, the number of votes illegally cast in the election is equal to or greater than the number of votes necessary to change the outcome. The bill now heads to the state House and Senate for approval. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
More than 100 employees at Houston Methodist Hospital filed a lawsuit against their employer for requiring all staff members to receive the COVID-19 vaccine or they would lose their jobs. 117 employees argued in court that it's unlawful for their employers to require them to take the shots. The lawsuit was filed by a Houston area attorney who said the mandate violates the Nuremberg Code of 1947 that was written after the fall of the Nazi regime in Germany. Vietnam has identified a new coronavirus variant. Dan Araki from the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau reports.
Vietnam says they detected a new, highly transmissible variant of the coronavirus. The country's health ministry said Saturday that the strain they detected had characteristics of both the Indian and UK variants. Early lab tests point to the new variant being highly transmissible through the air. The announcement comes as Vietnam deals with a surge in infections not yet seen in the country. Vietnam has only reported around 7,000 cases of COVID since the beginning of the pandemic, but more than half of those have come in the last month.
USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The remains of more than 200 children have been uncovered at a school in Canada.
The Kamloops Taysequipemeek First Nation said in a statement, the Canadian government ran the school from 1890 to 1969 after taking over the administration of it from the Catholic Church to operate it as a day school residence. It closed in 1978. The Kamloops Taysequipemeek Nation said, with the help of a ground-penetrating radar specialist, the stark truth of the preliminary findings came to light, the confirmation of the remains of 215 children who were students of the Kamloops Indian Residential School. The CEO of the First Nations Health Authority called the discovery extremely painful. Chief Roseanne Casimir said the buried bodies at the school had long been known to their community. Some were as young as 3 years old. The Indian Residential School Settlement Agreement was the largest class action settlement in Canadian history. It established a Truth and Reconciliation Commission of Canada to facilitate reconciliation among former students, their families, and their communities. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu hosted Egypt's intelligence chief and sent Israel's foreign minister to Cairo on Sunday amid efforts to build on a ceasefire reached between Israel and Hamas a week ago that ended the worst violence in years. Egypt helped broker the truce. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.